Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain podcast. My name is Joelle Mbuya Leclerc and I work in the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from experts working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire value chain. In this episode, we'll be hearing from End-to-End Value Chain Director Rudy Hagedorn, and he'll be speaking to Till Dengel, who is the Global Head of Digital Logistics Solutions Management at SAP. And they'll be talking about a very exciting topic, and that's digital logistics. From warehouse management to transport management and all the technologies and innovations in between, they have plenty to share. So over to them.
Till, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Riga. Thank you.
So digital logistics is something that I would put into context also with digital transformation and other things of companies today. So how did you actually find this topic? What brought you into digital logistics as an expert?
Well, I've been around logistics for many years. So it's my 20th year with SAP next year. I started in supply chain consulting with SAP, and I used to run our industry business unit for travel and transportation, which obviously is a lot about logistics. And then after a short different job, I rejoined our logistics area here because I think it's a really interesting time right now. With digital transformation, logistics is going through a renaissance in terms of innovation and what companies can adopt to drive their business forward. So it's really interesting talking to customers these days and seeing how they want to bring the topics forward and how they want to be closer to their customers and have a delivery experience that is unique.
So what kind of customers do you have actually? What is a classical customer that search for you and try to talk to you? What is their basic need that you have identified? Is there a pattern you can see in the industry?
Well, it's actually cross-industry, but as retail is usually at the forefront of innovation and wholesale, we talk a lot to retail customers these days. Obviously, very high volumes. Obviously, for them, it's very important to see where your things are. So visibility is of key importance, even when you outsource your business to 3PL or 4PL. So that is super important. But also optimizing last mile, optimizing delivery is of key importance. And then automating the warehouse for increased efficiency. And we are also discussing topics like pop-up warehouses. How can I very quickly go into local markets, drive campaigns, and then spin the warehouse down again? So topics that we didn't see many years ago are now coming up.
So how do I imagine digital logistics? Is this just a piece of software? So I have a USB stick, plug in, load, and it works. There is no second step. What is the solution approach? Or does it need to be accompanied by processes and other things?
It's very, very detailed processing, of course. If you think how a warehouse needs to operate inbound within the warehouse, but also outbound. Also, of course, integration with material flow systems and things like that. So there's very heavy processing also in terms of delivering the goods for the segment of one, if you will, right, for that uniqueness to the customer. So there is, of course, a lot of business processes behind that. And it's very integrated. I mean, you have warehouse management integrating with transportation management, integrating with the visibility layer, integrating with your network that's out there of all the different carriers. More and more the digital freight forwarders these days that you need to integrate with that will actually carry and forward your load. So there is a heavy processing in that entire supply chain, I would say. Many times customers don't see it because it happens in the background. You only see it if your shipment doesn't arrive on time. So logistics is invisible. If it works, if it doesn't work, it becomes very obvious.
And so what does it actually mean normally if you come to a customer and then make all the analysis? What kind of process are we looking at? Are we talking weeks, months, years of getting a customer convinced? Is it dependent on size, or could you give some hints what kind of variables you take into account here?
It depends. I mean, in general, our customers know their processes very, very well. And size is not really the determining factor, I would say. So even smaller warehouses or smaller transportation providers can be in a niche and can provide very specific and very specialized services to their clients. So size is not the thing that basically determines that.
With regard to the software, do you see a shift from maybe more centralized, you know, server-driven landscapes to cloud-driven applications, microservices? Do you see something there, maybe a trend? trend that you would like to share just briefly?
Absolutely. I mean, cloud is definitely a big trend and a big driver, I think, for two reasons. One is what I mentioned before, that you can spin up and down your landscapes depending on where you need your warehouse or where you need your business process to happen. And the second thing is, of course, that you move from a more capital expenditure into more operational expenditure, which is important these days.
And so who is the position you're normally talking to in your counterpart at the company, at the customer side? Is it more the IT department, or is it the logistics department, or is it the chief digital officer? What would you say are usually your peers at the customer?
It's usually a mix. So usually we talk to the supply chain head, the head of supply chain that wants to achieve benefits in transportation, warehouse, whatever area. But of course, you always have IT in the room, because they will eventually have to implement the project and deliver on the project using our software. But it's usually the mix of both. The digital officer is a new role we are seeing as of lately, of course, which is more focused on, I would say, the digital transformation on one side, and then on the other side, how can companies get closer to their customers and have more information and drive better customer service and better experience to their customers. So it's a little different discussion. It's not about automation and efficiency. It's really about that experience that you bring.
Without giving any digits or numbers, but do you see a real movement? Does this new world makes it really faster, cheaper, easier? Or is there something that companies really need to look into? Because it sounds expensive, honestly, because lots of know-how flows into this, lots of coding, I guess, and integration work and process analysis and other related things. So just a gut feeling, what would be a good indicator for a company to go down that road? When should they definitely consider connecting to you and ask for your advice?
It's interesting you mentioned it in that context, because in the past, companies approached us making the business case to invest in software on efficiency and automation. How much cost can I drive out of my business? So it was really focused on bottom line. In the last 2 to 3 years, there is a little change, because it's focusing on top line. It's really focusing on how can I deliver that better customer service? How can I stay closer to my customers and retain my customers, not lose them? And also, of course, satisfy the different channels that my customers come in and deliver to them, either to the store, to them at home directly, or through other different channels. So it moves from bottom line to top line. That's something we are seeing here, and obviously not in all cases, but in general, I would say this is a trend.
Yeah, fantastic. Maybe just last question, looking to the future, and I guess that, as you mentioned the word automation a lot, somewhere within all your product portfolio, I'm sure I'll find things like machine learning, artificial intelligence. How does it all fit together? What are your experiences in tinkering with these new technologies? And where do you see it going in the next years?
Yeah, so we like to talk about the supply chain happening in the dark, that you actually don't see the processes. And I don't think we're there yet, but that's definitely the vision. And if you look at logistics is reoccurring patterns, right? It's the same shipments or similar shipments, different variants over a period of time. So the case for machine learning and optimization engines is obviously there. And it's not new. I mean, we have in our transportation and warehouse solution, we have data science and optimization engines for many, many years. What's different now is that you suddenly have a lot more compute power available through the advent of cloud and things like that. And you suddenly have machine learning skills and data science skills in the market, because all the universities are obviously in the last 4 years looking at this topic. So there's a lot better talent pool to work on such topics. And of course, the advent of big data technologies and sensor technologies and all of that. So you just have a much larger data pool to also train your machines or to train your intelligence on.
Just a curiosity question. I mean, today, all your customers, I guess they have still, if they are classically organized, they have a silo for logistics, they have a silo for IT, they have a silo for finance and strategy. And now we're talking digital logistics. So that sounds like a fusion between two departments. Is this a third department add-on, or do you really think that they will collapse into each other, like logistics and IT being one in the near future?
Yeah, I think they come together. So I think you have logistics people that are technically savvy and that know how to use technology in their specific business context.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you have a bridging function from IT into the business, which I think is more the traditional way.
So where can people find you if they want more advice and hear from you at all?
LinkedIn, I think, is the best connection point to me. SAP.com for information. We also have a digital logistics compendium that you can look at on our website. So there's lots of material available. If you want to reach me personally, I think LinkedIn is the best channel.
Till, it was a pleasure to have this interview with you. And I hope to talk to you soon at our upcoming Springboard in New York City, hosted by SAP. Thank you very much.
Likewise, thank you. Really enjoyed talking about this, for me, very exciting topic. And I really look forward to meet everyone in New York.
Thank you very much to Rudy and Till for sharing those insights. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to yet another episode of the End-to-End Value Chain podcast. And be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, to listen to previous podcast episodes, or to find out more about the end-to-end value chain pillar, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com.